Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and tonight we have our special guest, the fourth member of our Fantasy Survivor tribes, Joe Mena, whose tribe is still intact. I'm sure we'll hear all about this.
That is true. That is true. Thanks to Chris. Chris is TV gold, and he's the man. He's the man.
He's keeping you alive. We know when you first got your teams, you weren't too excited to have Chris, but here's Chris at the merge, and... Yeah. If anybody's scared that he could have an idol or anything like that, man, you might have Chris for a little while. Chris might last longer than Angela.
Oh yeah, Angela's she's actually going to be booted out next episode. That's what I got down. Chris is he's the man. I mean, he needs to stay. I mean, he's TV gold just for not as a fan. I mean, just as a viewer, as a fan, not as a player. As a player, he's got to go. But as a viewer, I mean, he needs to stay. He needs to stay for sure.
Mm-hmm. He's incredible TV. He's been amazing.
Is he?
Now, what did you think? What are you thinking about the season so far? What do you think? I know we just lost Bradley, who people were so – it was so polarizing with Bradley. But what do you think about this season so far?
You know, people are going to say I'm a hater. Oh, you're just a hater because your season sucked. It has nothing to do with my season. It has to do with me being a fan. I just feel like I was really excited about the cast. I really enjoy the cast. Pre-game, I was like, this cast, I mean, they're out there to play. Everyone's exciting. And then the season starts is like, what's going on? I mean, we haven't seen Desiree at all. You know, I was excited about, you know, seeing her play. Some big characters left the game early. So I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. There was a lot of hype with CBS, and I just feel like it's all right. I think it's the editing maybe the Ghost Island. They haven't figured that out yet. But I think I'm bigger on the cast than on the season, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
No, that makes perfect sense. And I know we were talking beforehand a little bit, and you were saying we've just lost. We've been saying it all along, too, with the big characters that are going home, like Stephanie Johnson, and even losing Bradley last week. That was a big villain character. It's like you want to see these characters edited up because it's really fun, but then when they go and you look at who's left, you're like, crap, what are we left with here? What do we got?
Yeah, it's weird. Like this season's editing, I think it just sucks. Like our season, I feel like 35, I'm just going to compare it a lot to 35 because I know a lot about 35 since I was in 35. But I think in 35, it was, you know, we all got a story and we were able to show our story, even the early boots. And I think this season, you know, I mentioned it before, is like everyone's getting this like Allie edit and no shots to Allie or anything like that. But I was even confused when I was watching season 35 and I was watching the edit that Allie was getting. I was like, oh shit, was I in the wrong season? Like, is Allie going to win the season? Like, I was fucked up. I was like, hold up. I know who won. I was part of the jury. But Stephanie got that edit, Brendan, a lot of screen TV time. But, you know, they left early, and then you have people like Desiree that's still in the game. You have people like Angela still in the game, and then, you know, you have Purple Chelsea still in the game, and we don't know anything about them. So I'm just kind of confused. So I'm hoping that, you know, Wendell and Dominic and Don and could kind of carry the season. And Chris, I mean, Chris needs to stay. I mean, as a player, I don't think he's great, but as TV, I mean, I love the dude. I mean, he's probably one of my top players. Like, I like the specialist as far as entertainment purposes. And Chris, I mean, he's TV gold. So I enjoy the season. I'm not a hater, but I just feel like there's something lacking. And I think it's just that extra element with, the Ghost Island. Like, what's the purpose of that? Like, you can get rid of that shit. It's like, the idols, I mean, there's still idols out on the island. So what's the point of going off and getting an advantage and playing this game? I just don't get it. I think the second time around, I think Ghost Island 2 is going to be a lot better. I think they'll get the concept down and shit like that. So mm-hmm. I'm not a hater. I just like to be entertained. And right now I'm not entertained. Like, what's going on? Like, everyone talked a real big game. I mean, Desiree was talking hella shit. I mean, mm-hmm. Pre-game, I was like, I can't wait until she plays. And then we haven't seen anything. Like, she's not doing anything. And, you know, my man Dom, I feel like he's holding back, which is smart. I think he's a good player. I think he's aggressive, and he's smart enough to understand, like, I need to lay low. And I'm sure there's a lot more going on with him, but they're just not going to give him, you know, the Dominic season, you know. Mm-hmm. But Wendell's good TV as well. I think he's like, you know, a lot of people compare him to Jeremy. But Chris? That's my man. That's my dude. That's why he's part of my team. I was waiting on the call, but that's my dude right now. He's killing it.
There's definitely like a happy medium with the editing, because with Brendan and Stephanie, like, if they went home and we never, and they were getting Chelsea edits, we'd be pissed off. And now they're getting huge edits and they go home and we're pissed off. And on the flip side, like with Chelsea, I kind of want to see something from her because now it's at the merge and I just learned her name 2 weeks ago. So yeah. I feel like they got to find a happy medium with that.
Yeah. And the thing is like, you know, not that I know it all, but I feel like if you could be really boring, trust me, I had someone on my season that was really boring, but the fact that that individual was able to stay long into the game and it was part of a larger, you know, alliance, you know, they got a lot of screen, a lot of TV time, and Chelsea hasn't done anything. So she's not doing nothing. Like, she's boring. She's not making any moves. She's not like, I don't know what's going on with her, but that's why we don't know anything about her. Cause I don't think she's doing anything at all. And then when Bradley got voted out, he pretty much said that she doesn't do anything. So, I mean, mm-hmm. it kind of correlates with her edit. So that's kind of how it works.
Mm-hmm. I love Joe using, one individual on my season. Love it. No name dropping here from Joe.
You know why I'm not gonna name drop? Because my season's done. Like, I ain't throwing no more shade. Like, it was cool to throw shade during the season, but now it's like, it is what it is, you know.
Everybody's moved on. Yeah, well, I'm definitely looking up the season 35 post merch to see who you might be talking about. We won't get names on here, but I'm definitely looking it up.
We're gonna be doing some research later on.
I just want one last thing on your fantasy team here. So Vaughn, I'm sure, I think you listened to the podcast because you were so confused because we just tweeted at you out of nowhere and we were like, you know what, Joe will figure it out. Joe will do it. I think you listened to it, and Vaughn was the one who said, let's give it to Joe Mena. Like, he's going to
love it. Yeah, he got that out of nowhere. We had just no clue he was going to do that.
And so he said that, and Vaughn also picked Bradley number one overall as his winner pick. And then he's the one who gives you Chris and Angela. It's all his idea, so, you know, if you have any words for Vaughn there, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'll throw some tweets at him. But, yeah, good luck for – you know, he should have known Bradley wasn't going to go too far. I mean, the dude, even pregame, he was pretty, you know what I mean, open about. He was pretty much aware of how he is. So, yeah, that wasn't a good pick, but yeah.
And that's the thing with him, with Bradley. Like, people are trying to say he's not self-aware. I think he's very self-aware.
Nah, he is. He just doesn't give a fuck. He's like me.
Exactly.
You know, it is what it is. Like, there's – you know, at times, you know, you're rubbing people the wrong way or you're pissing off a few people, and either, you know, you either want to make the change or you don't. And Bradley's very similar to me. It's just like, whatever, either you like me or you don't. Mm-hmm. I think he was definitely self-aware, but he just didn't care enough, you know, and there's some people that do care enough and they make those adjustments. But, you know, kudos to him for, you know, not changing. But look what happens when you don't change.
Well, he did, in all of his exit interviews, and I'm surprised people are still like, not buying this. And every single one of his exit interviews, he's like, I've been watching the show forever. I think it's fun to be a villain. I walked on here wanting to be a villain. And this group, like, especially this pre-merge, they're so tight. And whenever someone's been voted out, they've been writing these like Instagram novels about how much they love each other. Every single one of them is like, guys, Bradley's like a perfectly normal, fine person. Mm-hmm. He went on TV wanting to be the bad guy. So I think that, like, there's your answer for everything.
Yeah, I think a lot of people say face afterwards, though. I'm not sure if he said he wanted to be a villain, but I think he just knows his personality and how, you know, they're going to portray him to be a villain. Like, I didn't want to be a villain, but I just knew somehow in some way that I was going to be that character. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's an a-hole. I think he was just out there, and I mean, I can't talk junk. I was the same way as he was. So if he didn't like something, he said it, you know. But he was a little bit too bossy. Like, I didn't boss people around. I just talk shit in front of their face. That's all I did.
There you go. Much better. Tell it
straight.
All right. Well, let's jump into the power rankings so we can talk about, you know, the people who are still actually on the show. Because, you know, other than Chris, we haven't really talked about too many of them. So I'll kick it off, I guess. I mean, I already told Joe pre-show here who I had at one. So I have Wendell at one. He's got the idol. He has the best edit right now in terms of, like, being able to win. They kind of hit him a little bit early on. But now it seems like Wendell's, like, the guy. Like, he's they had a scene about him singing happy birthday to his girlfriend. Like, they don't do that anymore for anybody. So when I see that for Wendell, I mean, that just screams, like, he's got to go deep. Because if that guy's going home next, why are they showing us him getting happy birthday song to his girlfriend? Like, that's just crazy to me.
So. You tell that to Stephanie and Brendan and Allie from last season.
Well, they were great, I hear you, but we didn't get them singing happy birthday to somebody not on the show, right?
We got Stephanie crying about her kids a couple times, though.
But that's her character. Yeah. Like, Wendell's character isn't like, I'm doing this for my girlfriend. Like, that wasn't his character until
all of a sudden. I mean, oh, crap.
Joe was freaking out.
No, I have a real short power cord. No, what's Wendell's story, though? I mean, what's his lane? What's his story? He doesn't have any children. So, I mean, mm-hmm. they're going to have to give him something, and I think that's what they ran with, you know?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But he's got this idol.
We're just going to keep trashing your first pick.
Yeah, that's fine.
Actually, look. My first pick is – I don't know if I can zoom in.
He's mine, too. Wendell. Yeah, we all have him at number one.
We all got him at number one, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. if we all have him at number one, let's just rattle off everything great about Wendell and what could possibly go wrong here for the man.
He's too likable. That could go wrong. You know, someone could say, hey, I don't want to bring him to the final three. Everyone likes him. But I think I don't think anyone's thinking that early. They'll rather work with him. I think he's deep, like final five. They'll get rid of him at like five.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I have for him is every time I put him up pretty high on my power rankings, like pretty much for the entire season. I have him this high because he's still not the number one threat. Like, he was never really anyone's biggest threat. He was always kind of hiding behind someone bigger, but right now they're doing this whole like Dom and Chris thing. And even if Wendell gets hit by a couple stray bullets, he's got this hidden immunity freaking necklace floating around in his bag. I think he's in a perfectly fine position. Like you said, Joe, he's still got a little, like, he's final five is where people start losing their mind about him.
Yeah. He's good for now.
What do you think? You had idols on your season. What do you think about this idol that Wendell got, though? Is this a disadvantage to have an idol so huge?
Hell yeah! I don't know what he's gonna do with that. I have no idea. He's got to break it down into like different, like ooh. I don't know. He's got to break it down. There's no way you could carry a big ass item like that. But the funny thing about this season, is they're allowed to like walk around with their bags. Like, we never left in our season. We were never allowed to leave our camp with our bags, not because of production or anything, just because if you walked around with your bag, we're going to be like, what the hell's going on? Mm-hmm. But I think it's pretty common this season that people walk around with their bags. So I think he could just keep it in his bag and then go off and hide it. And then whenever he needs it, walk off with his bag, put it in his bag. So I think he's okay. Just because, you know, I guess they set the precedent very early on, like, hey, we're going to walk around with our bags. So I think he's good. But, yeah, I would be concerned. That's a big-ass mm-hmm. necklace.
That's huge. It's probably necklace. Loud, too. If you, like, shake your bag, it's like 50 seashells in there.
Yeah, I don't – I'm sure he'll figure it out. But I think just based on what I've seen, I think they're safe. He could walk around with his bag, and no one's going to be like, hey, why is Wendell walking around with his bag?
What a sketchball.
I just think, like, you look at the two idols that were found last week, and you had that giant one, and then you have Michael who finds a stick. And it's like that stick could be put – that you can hide that anywhere, and nobody's going to question it. You know what I mean?
But for sure.
So it's crazy. Like, here's this huge necklace that Wendell finds, and here's this small idol that Michael finds. They're worth the same thing, but still, like, one of them you can just be like, here's an idol. I can prove it to you. And, I mean, like you were saying, though, about Ghost Island earlier, both of these found on the beaches, not even found on Ghost Island. So, they're still figuring it out. Like, you know,
there's more advantages found on the island than the Ghost Island, because Ghost Island only has the two advantages, and there's already been three idols out there found. So, I mean, they'll figure it out, I guess.
Yeah, eventually. all right, so, Alexa, who do you have at number two?
So number two, I have Michael. And because the merge is always a hot mess, I kind of have my idol and advantage people up near the top. But not only does Michael now have a far more inconspicuous idol than Wendell does, but in Bradley's exit interviews, he alluded to the fact that he and Kellen especially were much tighter to Michael than we were led to believe. We kind of had been figuring that they were close, but I think Michael being tight with Kellen is going to be really, really huge. I think Kellen's going to be pretty blindsided when they see that Bradley's gone. I think that'll actually do a lot for her relationship with Michael. And he is a challenge threat. He does have this big underdog story, but because he is close to Kellen and by association, I bet he's pretty tight with Dez too. Like, all of their losses definitely brought them together. I actually think he's in a pretty good place.
Yeah, I have Michael a little bit lower than you, but Michael's in a much better spot now. And talking about somebody like from an edit perspective, like that whole Malolo tribe was played up like they were going to overcome Nvidia, and nobody did. And now Michael's really the only one who's left. He's the only one who like is still there from the Stephanie. I guess Jenna's there, but we haven't really gotten nearly as much from Jenna as we did from Michael. And now he has the idol. So somebody, I don't know who commented it, but somebody put on our comments, it would be smart of Michael to actually carve out another stick and just put a face on it and hide it with Ozzy's note, like the note about Ozzy's idol. Because people would buy that that was the idol, because when was the last time they probably saw it? So if he could actually like replicate that idol, somebody was saying that could be like really funny because it is just a stick.
That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing. But when you're out there, I mean, you're not thinking like that. You know what I'm saying? You're just not thinking like that. You're just excited. You have an idol, and you want to play. I mean, if he does that, the kid's amazing. You know what I mean? But that's probably like the easiest, you know, fake idol to make. You know what I mean? Literally, like you said, it's a stick. You put a note, and I mean, who's to say it's not? You know?
Yeah. Well, and the note could just be the Ozzy note, and you know, I mean, it's a stick, but like, if I'm out there, I don't remember. Exactly what it looked like.
And it's not even intricate. It's got two eyes and a smiley face. It might not even have a nose. Yeah. I don't think it even has a nose. Like, it's wicked easy to make.
I think it has some burnt tips and shit. But yeah, I think if he pulls it off, I mean, but I don't think it's going to happen. He's not thinking like that. It's the merge. You're excited. It's the merge. You got an idol. You know you're safe. I have him in number two as well. He's already played one idol. You hit the merge, people counter paranoid a little bit, like, oh, does he have another one? We got to play it safe. So I got him down for number two as well.
Okay. I have Michael a little bit lower. Honestly, like the idol for him, I almost like forgot that he had it. I actually surprisingly, I have Kellen at two. I think she is. Yeah, I know. Look at Joe. Joe's already like, what the hell are you talking about? But I think for this week, I have her at two, because if it does become the Chris versus Dom show, Kellen's not close with either of them, really. So if they're trying to take out like Dom's right-hand person, or they're trying to take out Chris's right-hand person because they think they're scared of idols, they're not going to take out Kellen. Kellen also has this extra vote advantage, and she's kind of played with a lot of people out there, and she's had a vote with a lot of people out there. So she's kind of gotten approved loyalty. She's gotten approved with Dez. She's gotten approved with Michael. She's gotten approved even with Angela when they voted out James instead of voting out Angela. She's gotten to prove herself to a lot of people. And I think that Bradley going home is going to make her a little mad, but I also think that it's going to open her eyes to like, oh man, he was in such a power position one day and now he's gone. I just don't see Kellen going now. Plus, if you're looking for a physical threat come challenge time, it's not her. And I know she can win like puzzles, but you have to be assuming that like there's going to be some buildup to the puzzle in every challenge. And Kellen's just not very good at those parts. So I just don't think like for her to be the merge boot, I don't think that she goes here. Plus, people are going to be scared her going to Ghost Island twice.
Twice. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
You know, that's a lot of time that she could have to find idols, to find anything. And her closest ally just got voted out of the game. So I think she's on alert.
No, I have her up there, but not number two. Obviously, I had Mike, but number three was I got Dom, which has another idol. So Dom is safe. I'm not believing that whole Dom and Chris battle war crap. I'm just not gonna drink that Kool-Aid at all. I don't think that's gonna happen next episode. I think that's a storyline that may occur maybe two episodes down the road, but not right now. I don't think they have much to work with, so they're just gonna run with that whole war scenario right now. So yeah, I just don't see that whole Dom war thing going on at all. But yeah, so I have him at number three. I think he's good. He has an idol. I think everyone knows he has an idol at this point. No one knows I keep a secret, just like in season 35. I think we just fucked it up for every other season following us. I got Dom at number three.
I have Dom at number three as well.
I also have Dom at number three.
So it's like with the idols, it's hard not to put these people up here. I mean, I have Michael at four. So, I mean, I'll just
go one
person ahead. I just kind of put Kellen in that bunch, thinking that, you know, there's just too much going for her. But this whole Dom thing right now, I agree with what you're saying. Like, Dom versus Chris has been played up the entire season. But if you think about why we're getting that going into the merge, it's because there's really only like three storylines going into the merge. It's Dom versus Chris. It's Donathan's whole personal journey. And then it's can Michael overcome this? Those are really the only three big storylines that we have going on right now from a like 13 person cast that's remaining. So I think that like they're going to play up the most exciting of those three, which is Dom versus Chris. They're finally back on the beach together. It's going to be the first tribal council Chris goes to. We know Dom has the legacy advantage, so we know it's not going to be Dom who's going home this week because he has that and an idol. But I just think there's just so much going on here. For like, I agree with you, Joe. I don't think the Chris and Dom thing ends this week.
No. It doesn't even start this week. They're going to run with that for a little bit. Like, I'm not even – I'm excited. I want it to happen, but it's just – I don't want neither of them to go. So if Dom goes, I'll be upset because he's good TV. And if Chris leaves, I'll be heartbroken because I might stop watching the show. He can put it out. I'm not like, I might just stop watching the show. The dude, the shit that comes out of his mouth, the things that he does, you can't come up with it. I mean, great job with casting. I mean, that's gold right there.
It's great.
Was there anybody on your season who could rap like Chris?
Rap? Do you really call that rapping?
Like maybe rhyming things.
Yeah. Desi got some bars. Desi has some bars. We did this whole thing back at the Heroes Beach. It was me, see now I'm forgetting everybody's name. Me, Ashley, Devin, and Desi. We had this old kumbaya and we were singing and rapping and making beats and all that crap. So, yeah, Desi got some bars. I think I got bars, and that's about it. I don't think anybody else. Oh, yeah, Cole tries. I mean, Cole could try, but, Chris, say no more with Chris.
At least my take on this Dom versus Chris thing is even if we do get them going head-to-head, like even if this actually does live up to all of the hype that we've been given – the way that we've seen these go before, when it's like two big powerhouses going against each other, it's usually not them who goes. Like Dom and Chris, I actually think even if they butt heads this next week, I don't think either of them are going to go home. It's always the Angela or kind of like what happened. I feel like maybe what happened with Jessica on your season, like they kind of get the next degree of separation. That's what I feel like is going to go home.
They played up you versus Ben for how long? And then
And like Adam versus David. David versus Zeke too. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
It usually happens. I mean, the way I break down Survivor, I really don't go by like vote outs of days. It's 13 weeks of TV, you know, and they usually wait until week 10. So I'm thinking it's going to happen like 3-4 episodes down the road. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm shooting for.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it. You heard it here first. Joe thinks he's still got 4 more weeks of Chris.
I do.
I mean, Alexa, who ended up being MVP and LVP this week? Do we have that? The numbers on that?
Yes, I do have that. So Michael won a resounding MVP and Dom lost the LVP. Which
Donathan or Dominic?
Dominic, sorry. I need to clarify my M/Ns.
I just want to give the update on this thing real quick, you know, because so right now, Vaughn's in the lead with 109. I have 101. Alexa has 88. Joe, you have 70, so you're still in last. But it's the fact of the matter that, well, here's the thing. You're getting double points.
I got two players.
You've had two people the entire time.
I know, but don't I get double points, y'all said?
Yeah, but that's the thing.
And Chris got an MVP too.
So if Chris lasts 4 more weeks, that's like, what, 12 days, 10 days, something like that? That's like 20 more points for you, 24 more points. And if that means our people are going home and our people are winning LVP and MVP, you're set up. You really are. You're going to beat Alexa. There's no doubt.
You're going to absolutely beat me. Who's left on my team? I have
Wendell.
I got Wendell, Donovan, Jenna, and Laurel. I actually am pretty comfortable with my team. But
you're good. They're not going home anytime soon.
It's probably me that's in danger with Kellen, Desiree, and Libby.
Libby's the next second coming of Parvati, and Parvati won, so I'm just saying.
Joe, you had
chill with that. What's that? Oh, no.
That's your boy Dom. That's from your boy Dom.
Yeah, that's Dom. Dom's just dropping seeds and stuff, but nah, he ain't serious about that. Nah. Yeah, I'm telling you, she makes it to the three. Like, I'm not watching Survivor no more. Like, I'm just done. like she's a cute face and all, but I mean, nah, that's not cool.
They let her slip by too many times if that's the case.
That's the problem.
She screwed Dom once, and then Dom decides to vote out Bradley, who's never screwed him in the game, to keep Libby, which I thought was really surprising. So,
I don't think it was a bad move. I mean, I understand where he's coming from. He's not going to allow Bradley to link up with Kellen. And addition to that, I mean, you know, Bradley's a smarter player than Libby. I mean, Libby's a recruit at the end of the day. And I'm not saying recruits are bad. I mean, there's been some amazing recruits, but to learn a game that quickly is a little bit difficult. I mean, I'm sure that's the way he's thinking and the way I would think as well. But,
Yeah, after reading
but
all
definitely
the
Yankee not press. A poverty, though. She's a legend. Yeah.
That was my favorite line, though, is this poverty 2.0. We'd heard three words from Libby all season.
I know, right? All season.
We were like, where is this coming from?
He's having a good time throwing some C's out there.
It's like when Coach was on Survivor and talking about how Jack and Jill was the best movie ever. You know how to get your screen time. People know how to get their screen time.
Yeah.
After
reading all the exit interviews, I actually think that Dom made the right move for himself. Because like you just said, Joe, he knew that Bradley and Callum were super tight. And I think he felt like he was going to be a second fiddle in that situation. So he kind of had to get rid of him.
Yeah, you had to do that.
Who do you guys have it for? Since I have Michael at four, we already talked about Michael a lot, but who do you, whoever wants to jump in?
Go ahead, Jim.
I got Kellen at, wait, what are we doing? What number is it?
Four.
Yeah, four. Yeah, I got Kellen at four.
So we have the same top four, just in a different order, but you know.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, she's gone to Ghost Island twice. You know, everyone's kind of terrified of that. In addition to that, I mean, her social game's pretty good. You know, I think people like her. She hasn't done anything like too threatening or anything like that. She's not playing too aggressive, kind of laying low. This entire cast is laying low. They talk about that when they like Bradley was laying low the entire time. He mentioned a few other people laying low. So I think Kellen's she's in a good position right now. But I think people are aware that she is a player. Dom already knows that she's a player, right? He didn't want her to link up with Bradley. So I think that'll all come out at the merge, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think Kellen could win this game based on what we've seen?
It's possible. I'm the guy that likes the aggressive players. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't really respect not that I don't respect it, but I want you to do something. You know, the first time around when she went to Ghost Island, I mean, I get it. She didn't want to play because she didn't want to lose a vote. But why wouldn't you play? Like, just go out there and play. It's possible that she could win. I guess she has a story as well. Nowadays, you really have to put that as part of the game now, you know, who has a story, you know. My season, we were all aware of Ben's story, and that's one of the reasons why we didn't want him to get to the end, because he had a story. So I think she has a story. I think she's developed some relationships, but I think she needs to do a little bit more to win the game, because her game is very similar to many others. So how is she going to separate, you know, herself from the rest of the pack?
I just was asking because I have her as like one of my, like, could she win? Like, she's like right there on the cusp of being like a favorite in my mind out of this cast that's left. But then at the same time, I'm like, have we seen enough of her, or was like Bradley getting the credit for the Malolo beatdown, you know, of Brendan and Stephanie, and, you know, now Michael obviously would work with Kellen, but it's such a weird position that she's in right now. Cause I just don't feel like I don't feel like it was her storyline of getting rid of the Malolos, but it was still like so dominant of that group to get rid of the really strong players so early.
Where I see that going is I think she does, at least if we're going to talk about edit, I think she has a chance to win because she's getting personal and strategic content. But like you said, Phil, they kind of were making this a Bradley thing, but I think now that he's gone, they can kind of make, like, Kellen can kind of have her own war path now of like revenge on that. And then that's where all of like her quote unquote credit will come in. That's what I kind of anticipate happening.
And what Bradley said, it was in an exit interview, he said that him and Kellen were running the show, and they would, allow Desiree and Chelsea to chime in and, have them under the impression that they made the move. So if she continues that route, I think she could definitely make it to the end because, she's not throwing out any names. She's just kind of going with the flow. So I mean, that could definitely get you to the end. But I don't know. I definitely feel like there's going to be a few people. The top, I think the final three, I think we're all going to be surprised who the final three are. I don't know. I don't know any spoilers, but I feel like it's going to be very odd. It's going to be an odd season.
Joe, that's very suspicious. I don't know.
When we sit down and we see the Joe's 1 through 13 this week is how the boot order rounds out.
Oh, trust me, there's crazy spoilers out there. I think this group of people talk a lot. They've been talking before the season even started. But I try to stay away from spoilers and all that. I don't really communicate much with people in the Survivor world like that. So yeah, I don't know anything, but I feel like the top three is gonna be like a weird three. Like I think like Desiree, her edit is very weird. Like we haven't seen much of her at all, and then boom, she's in the final three and she wins the shit. You know what I mean? Like it happened in season 32.
Michelle.
Yeah, with Michelle. Yeah, it was like, yo, where this came from. So I feel like that could happen with Desiree. Like, why haven't we seen her? Like, there's no way she's boring. Like, her pregame was crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, no way she's boring. No way she's just laying low. It's possible. People talk a good game before the game starts, and then you're like, oh shit, But I don't know. Something tells me there's no way she's quiet. She's definitely vocal. I think she's full of personality. And for her not to get screen time, it's kind of suspect.
We caught saw it last week. Her being like, we got to burn the flag. And like, she did a lot of confessionals last week.
Yeah.
And her
And the thing
confessionals are
was,
funny. Like, she's kind of funny.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't get it. And I don't really go on like confessional counts because if you think about it, like our winner, Ben got like 24 confessionals in like the last two episodes. So his confessional count was like 50 without the last 24, So in the beginning, the first like six, seven episodes, I think he was maybe in fifth or sixth when it came to confessionals. So I if they start bumping up her confessionals, I'm gonna be like, hold up, she's somewhere in the three. Because right now she's boring and I'm just like, yo, Des, I'm disappointed in you. But enough on that. I guess we got to go to a number of whatever we're at, five,
Yeah,
six.
well, Alexa, I think you have to throw in your number four here.
Oh.
I'm going to throw in my number four, who actually has not been mentioned yet. I got my Sebastian at number four. This guy is not a threat. He very well could win an immunity challenge. So in that case, I mean, someone has to win immunity on this at this first challenge. It very well could be him or Chris. Those are kind of two that I anticipate winning that. But he's just so not a threat. Like every single person I'm talking about, like, yeah, they have idols. Wendell, like, he's en route to being a threat. Dominic's definitely a threat. Like, for what reason do you get rid of Sebastian right now? This guy is just going to vote with you. He's likable. People aren't going to vote for him to win. There's just absolutely no reason to get rid of Sebastian right now. And I think they just genuinely really like him. And they could use him, like, for their own games. I think he's in a great spot.
Well, that's a scary thing about Sebastian is, Bradley mentioned in his exit interview, like, oh, I was going to take Jenner and Sebastian to the final three. So if he's thinking that, trust and believe you me, there's a few others that think that as well. So I definitely feel like he's safe because of that. Like you mentioned, I mean, what's his story? No one's going to vote for, what was he, 24 years old? He just enjoys life. He reminds me a bit of like a dumber version of Devin, like someone that everyone kind of gravitates to and enjoys spending time with. I think I think he's safe for a while as well. I think, Bradley wanted to take him to the final three, and I think a few others probably want to take him to the final three.
Yeah, my only thing with Sebastian, the reason I'm a little bit lower is just because he's so physical on a season. And I think people like they want to take him to the final three, but if that Jenna and Sebastian thing gets a little too serious, people are going to start looking at, wait, that's two of the final three. That's great if I can get to the final three with them. But what happens if I can't actually be that third person and I'm fourth outside looking in because somebody else just gets the upper hand on me or wins that last immunity? So that's my only thing with Sebastian. I don't necessarily think it happens this week, but I think that it's going to be tough for him because it's going to become very apparent, I feel like, that Sebastian and Jenna are a thing because I don't think they really care.
Yeah, I mean, some people may not be threatened by the thing. Like, I was, you know, my season had a showman, so I wasn't really threatened by the showman. So I was like, hey, if I'm cool with them, that's two votes, you know, my way, you know, two people I could work with. So if a few people think the same way, then they'll keep them around, you know. Showmance is not necessarily the worst thing, you know. I don't think Jen is too bright, and I don't think Sebastian's too bright as far as, like, gameplay right now. So why not keep them around, you know?
Yeah, they're showmance, and they, all we've seen them doing is, like, smelling each other's hair and tanning. Like, it's not, it doesn't scare me. It doesn't really scare me too much.
Nah, they're not like a Bradley and like Kellen situation. Like, if that was a showman's out there, I'll be like, hold up. But yeah, them two, like, nah, they just they chilling right now. Like, you're sun, they're sunbathing, they're hanging out, smelling each other's hair, like, whatever.
Oh man, Joe, who do you have at number five?
I said that I got Kellen at number five.
No, you had Kellen at four.
No, I got one was Wendell. Mm-hmm. I got Mike. Oh, I got Donathan. My bad.
Donathan at five?
Yeah, I got Donathan five.
Yeah, that's who I have at five too. So we really do. We have like the same thought process here.
Yeah. Donathan, he's just he's another one. Like, what's up with this edit? Like, that dude is hilarious. There's no way he's just, but I know they're going that whole sentimental route with him. But yeah, he's just non-threatening. I think he knows. He's a super fan. I think he definitely knows the game. I think he's going that whole, I'm enjoying, you know, I'm enjoying being out in Fiji. This is my first time out of the country, which is all true. And I think he's just running with it. You know, I think he's definitely developing relationships. He's not a physical threat. I think right now he's cooling. I mean, he's good with Wendell. He's good with Lauren. He's good with Dominic. He's good with, you know, the powerhouses. So right now he's good with Chris too.
He's really good with Chris.
I knew that was gonna happen.
Oh, what happened? You cut out? Alexa, did we lose Joe?
I think we may have lost him. He might be. I think he, because he was referencing a power cord. He might be. Might be out of power.
We'll see what happens.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I guess. Oh God.
I was gonna say I'll jump in on Donathan since I have Donathan at five. He said I knew that was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Famous last words here.
Rest in peace.
I have Donathan here at number five, mainly because he isn't threatening. He's just kind of, I think people are underestimating him as a player in the game. I think that they're just looking at him, oh, it's just Donathan, like, whatever, we can use his vote. But I think Donathan has worked his way in with a lot of people. I mean, he's got allies all over the place. Like Joe was just saying before we lost him, he's got Dominic and he has Chris. Like, he's aligned himself with both of them. Mm-hmm. That's a really good spot to be in right now because that's the power struggle. So Alexa, who do you have?
So I feel we're all following the same thought process on this, because I have Kellen at number five and then I have Donathan at number six.
Okay.
So we're all kind of following the same thing here. I mean, when it comes to Kellen, I feel like we've spoken at length about her. She has that extra vote, and she's one of the few people who I know she's very tight with. She's tight with Michael and she's tight with Dez. The Chelsea thing, I'm not really sure about. I think Bradley's exit interview kind of shed a little bit of light on where Chelsea stands. I think she's in a great position with Donathan. I think, I mean, to your point, he's really close with both of them, both Dom and Chris. But at the same time, I don't think people are threatened by him. I think we're getting, hello?
I'm here now. I don't know what just happened.
There's two. So if you look at the bottom, I have like two of the Survivor specialists. But anyways, you're back. Have you heard everything I said, or did you disappear?
I just lost you for a second there. I don't know what just happened.
I don't know.
Technical difficulties are back alive and
not
well.
Great. Did we check in on Joe? Oh yeah, I saw you just messaged him. Anyways, yeah, Donathan.
I have no idea what just happened. Anybody listening? I have no idea.
Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
Yeah, this is that meme of the dog sitting in the house on fire. I mean, that is what's happening right here.
This is very casual. Joe is definitely coming right back. But yeah, I mean, just to cap off with Donathan, I think he's in a good place. I think we're getting the personal story, but I think the people he's playing with are not seeing him like that. I think they're just kind of seeing him as someone who's coasting along, which is a good position to be perceived as at the merge.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think you're right completely.
So what's a game plan right now?
Well, we could sit here and we could twiddle our thumbs.
If you want to get, why don't you get to six? So at least we're even out.
Yeah, we can do that. I don't know if Joe has access to, I don't know. It's weird because Joe's still here. Okay, now the one Survivor Specialist thing is gone. I have no idea what's going on.
No, so now, I'm seeing three. I'm seeing me, I'm seeing one Survivor Specialist, and I am seeing a Joe.
Huh.
Because it says that Joe is still in the group chat.
I think also it has stopped going back and forth on our faces as well. I have to click it.
Oh, what you do is you unclick, like whoever it's on right now, just unclick it so that nothing's highlighted.
I can't do that. Oh, there we go. Oh, that was good. Look at Alexa knowing what's going on here.
Yeah, I figured that out.
All right, so we have Joe went to Ghost Island going on here in the chat.
Yeah, Joe's having a very, very personal moment for about 10 minutes.
It's weird because I don't see him in the chat, though. Is he in the chat?
Oh, I do. Because see how it says group chat, like Alexa Pappas joined the chat, Survivor Specialist. Where on the group chat, it doesn't show you that? It shows me that every time.
It just says the Survivor Specialist left, and we're still sitting here.
Yeah, we're here. But for me, it says like Jay, whatever his name is, joined group chat. It hasn't told me that he's left yet. So I think he's in a weird twilight zone of YouTube.
Well, let's see what happens. He still has the link, so he can find it. I'm sure we'll hear from him in just moments.
Yep, any minute now.
I'll do my number six. I have Jenna. I'm not too confident in Jenna's game moving forward, but I don't really fear at all that she's going to go this week. I think that Jenna's like fine. I know that she could be like a random boot, but why would they get rid of her? She's not tight with Dom or with Chris. So I don't think that she's the random boot. That boot would be more to hurt Sebastian than anybody. And they have no reason to hurt Sebastian. So I don't get it. I don't see it. So I think Jenna's fine.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
I have Jenna fairly close to that. What do you think? Should we keep rolling?
Do we have any updates we can throw? We have prop bet updates or something we can talk about while we wait for Joe?
We can. Someone asked about how the Eliminator game's going. I have everything listed out here. Me and Vaughn are still in the Eliminator game. Phil died along with Stephanie. I guess I'll just put my Eliminator pick now, just talk it out. I put Dominic up there. I'm pretty confident in him. I know he's going to get a lot of attention. I think he's fine. If this guy goes home with an advantage that's actively supposed to be played at 13 and a real idol, then he should be going home. I think he's way smarter than that. And then Vaughn picked Jenna. Vaughn got a little sketchy. He had Libby last week, but I think, you know, he probably has the same thought process as you with Jenna on that. And then we'll ask Joe when he gets back. But this has been a weird eliminator game because so far, out of who we've all picked, really only like Bradley, Stephanie, and James have gone home, and Morgan. We don't have a lot of crossover on who we think will go home and who actually has gone home, which is not good because that means at that rate we're going to be done with the eliminator game when there's like six people left.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. I haven't actually done out who the survivors have left.
I have it out.
You have it written out who they have left that they can choose from?
Yeah. Do you want me to list it off?
Yeah, list it off so that Joe doesn't know, but we all secretly know when it comes back.
Yeah. Yeah, this will be good. All right. So Joe's options to pick for his eliminator, he's got Donathan, Michael, Jenna, Dominic, Chris.
No, Donathan was taken.
Yes. Donathan. Who took Donathan?
It was 2 weeks ago, so that was.
So it was 2 weeks ago.
It was before Brett.
Not Sunday.
Oh, I'm having.
Oh my God, this is so bad that we don't know who we have.
This is so bad.
Troy Zan.
Troy Zan took Donathan. That's right.
Yep, Troy Zan took Donathan. Okay, so in that case, he has Michael, Jenna, Dominic, Chris, Kellen, Chelsea, Dez, and then who's AP? Angela. So he still has, still has some options.
There's some people to pick from.
Yeah, it could be worse.
As we try to figure out if his laptop just exploded or something. Like, we have no.
Well, I remember when we podcasted with him back in January. I think he was doing it off of his phone because it kept like flipping over, and he kept talking about the power cord. I just feel like based on the angle, he might be on a phone. Which is,
well, he just left the group chat.
Yeah, so it said
which actually is probably a good sign. That's progress.
Maybe he's coming back now. Let's see. So. What
you
else?
Never know what you're going to get here, guys. You really don't. I mean, that's why you keep coming back, right?
That's the appeal of us, that we're kind of bootleg.
Yeah, I mean, my gosh, you just never know what's going to happen.
This is fine. For everyone's been hitting us up about, like, asking about, like, when we're – I can't say anything. Like, boot list and prop bet. I guess I can give, like, a vocal update on that.
Yeah, you might as well.
Everyone's boot list is a hot mess. Phil's got 64 points. I have 62 points. And in first place, Jody Dillon has 19 points. So really give you guys context as to, one, how bad we are, and two, how bad everyone is at this season. First place at the merch is 19 points. And then fifth place is Luke Williams, 27. So within that top five, there's a good discrepancy there. And prop bet's another tough one. Phil's got 6 points. I have 2 points. My 2 points, I think, are from the blindfold and probably I don't even remember what the other one is. But for that one, Puntori in first place has 14 points. And then we've got about five people in fifth place with 10 points. Mm-hmm. So prop bet, I mean, you would know prop bet scoring better than I would, Phil. But I feel like at least in the two seasons that I've done, it never goes like too high.
No, that seems like about like that's actually like normally where people finish at, so that's not too bad. Mm-hmm. But for the boot list, that's pretty high. I wonder what, I think Adam won with way lower than that last year.
Adam won with like 12 last year.
Yeah,
Adam
he had no points last year. So I think this year's a really, I mean, it is, it's a weird season. I mean, everybody who was really vocal pre-merge seems like they're out of the game.
How's your Arizona Ice team?
It's delicious.
This podcast is brought to you by Arizona Ice Tea. Yeah,
I know. We're sitting here like, I just want to see if we haven't heard from Joe. So I'm thinking that what happened was is his
I think it died.
Whatever he was on died. That has to be what it is. And he's probably trying to charge it. I'm sure he's running to get back in here. I mean, we've only gotten through. How many did we get through for Joe? It was only.
I think Joe's only on number five. I think he just did five.
He just did Donathan at five. So we have at least eight more people. We need to find out where he puts his man Chris, who he was not excited about at all.
And now he's all in.
Now he's all. I mean, I can't believe how much he loves Chris. It might actually be bothering me.
But it totally makes sense that he loves Chris.
Yeah,
because Joe is like, he's loving the entertainment. I think this is perfect.
I hear you.
Nope, that was not him who DM'd us.
Nope.
Not great. What we could do is just kind of keep the flow going. If you and I want to go back and forth, and then when he comes back on, just have him bang us out.
There you
that
go.
That could maybe be pretty good. How about all that? Right.
Well, I'll do my number seven then. I have Desiree, who Joe has given very vocal opinions on. He loves Desiree, but where is she? that seems to be his entire thing here. I think that Desiree is okay this week. Once again, she's not closely aligned with anybody on that's like in danger, which is good for her. Like Bradley being gone actually helps Desiree and Kellen this week, because if he's somebody that somebody says, let's get rid of him right at the merge, it actually is worse for the person who's most closest allied with him, mm-hmm. which would be Kellen or Desiree, it seems like. Probably Kellen, but Desiree, in case they're scared that Kellen wants to go silent twice. So I think Desiree's okay. I think that she's finally starting to come out of the shell a little bit, and she's starting to pick up some screen time, and it's been pretty good. So I like Desiree's position at least right now. And like Joe said, she could easily be somebody who just like goes at three, or I almost see her as more of like an Ashley, where it's like they don't really, because she finishes like sixth, seventh place. It's like, what are we giving her? And it's like she gets like the most inconsistent edit, because it's just like not a winner, and it's also not somebody who gets like a huge blindside or anything like that. So I think Desiree's okay this week, though.
Mm-hmm. I have Des a little bit lower. I kind of have a chunk of people. My 8 through 11, I kind of all have them there. They're sort of interchangeable. But for right now, my number 7, I did this with Bradley, and I feel like it kind of worked out for me. I put people who I'm super unsure about smack dab in the middle. I put Chris at number 7, and that might be pretty high, but if I'm going to use the argument for Dominic that if we have these two big guys going at each other, if Dominic's not going to home, that also means that Chris probably isn't going to go home. I really feel like they're going to try to hit Chris's right-hand man if they are going to make this a big Dom versus Chris thing, in which case that's Angela who they go for. So Chris, they could keep him because it's like, hey, Chris isn't going to win. He's pretty annoying, but hey, let's keep him. Or they could just immediately want to get rid of him because he's incredible in challenges. This guy's only lost one challenge. So I have Chris at number 7, strictly to just kind of have him right there in the middle.
Yeah, I still have Chris lower, although I'm not sure he's going to go this week. I just think that, you know, he definitely has a better chance to go than either than Dominic. But I have Sebastian as my number 8. You kind of talked about him. Even though he's like this big, strong guy, I don't think people are looking at him as a huge threat. But then again, JP and Cole both went really early in the merge last year because they were the huge guys. So Sebastian, I could see going home for that reason. So I put him there just in case. Who do you have as your 8?
So my 8 through 11. Yeah, I'm gonna go all of them. I kind of place in there. I tried not to be too random with it. I go Jenna at number 8, Dez number 9, Laurel number 10, and Libby number 11.
I need Sunday here to yell at you for going so far ahead.
I know. Yeah, I really, really jumped the gun on this. But I think they're all interchangeable. Like, I could easily put Libby at number 8. I could put Jenna at number 10. To me, they're fairly interchangeable. And this, hey, we're back.
Is he there? There he is.
He lives.
Yeah. You don't understand. The struggle is real. So my phone was charging, but it wasn't charging the whole time. And I had to jump. I had to steal my son's, tablet. And then I had to open up my Twitter to get the Hangout link. Oh, man. I was like, oh, man.
I'm sorry your son doesn't get to play with his tablet anymore.
Nah, he's downstairs playing Fortnite. And then my girl's talking junk and my son's talking junk. They're like, how irresponsible are you? You're supposed to have your phone charged when you know you're doing something. You knew about this for days now. And I'm like, yo, relax. Today I've been running around like a madman. I didn't have time to charge my phone. So I apologize. What number y'all at now?
So Alexa just jumped way ahead, but we figured we would just keep rattling them off. We did like a little delay. We updated people on bootlists and prop bets, and we kind of just started going. Alexa just rattled off 4 names, and she was about to give her reasoning for all of them. And then Joe, since Alexa just went all the way to 11, I think you and me can like kind of go back and forth for a little bit here. After we hear what Alexa has to say about Jenna, Desiree, Laurel, and Libby.
God, I apologize. All right, I'm back on.
No, you're all good. Yeah, don't worry about
it. This is absolutely amazing.
And your wife, they already gave you the stern talking to. We don't need to do it too, you know?
Yeah, don't worry. We were trying to be very cool throughout this process, and I think everyone is probably sick of hearing us yak at each other. Okay, so I'll go. So my 8 through 11, Joe, I put Jenna at 8, Dez at 9, Laurel at 10, and Libby at 11. And this is strictly historical. Those are the people who are going home at the merge in these kind of new school kind of games. They're a lot of people's close ally, but they're not spearheading and like any alliance. And so people are going to say, oh, Kellen might have an idol. Let's hit Dez. Donathan might have an idol. Let's hit Laurel. Laurel's amazing in challenges. I mean, Laurel is a challenge beast if you want to get rid of her for that reason. Jenna's Sebastian's kind of right-hand person. We've been seeing so many people go out like that. And so I'm really fearful for all 4 of them in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Libby definitely isn't the most danger there. I think you put them in like the right order at least. So, I had Jenna then Desiree too. Joe, just to catch you up on what you missed. I had Jenna at 6, Dez at 7, Sebastian at 8. And Alexa had Donathan and Chris 6-7. So she put Chris at 7. And I wanted to hear your reaction on that. He's already making the face, Alexa.
I can give my reasoning. I can give my reasoning on why I put Chris there. I was doing this with Bradley, too. I kind of stick the people who I'm unsure about smack dab in the middle. I said that Dominic won't go home because he's like the head of that alliance. If Chris is the head of this other snake and they're just attacking each other, they're not going to hit Chris. They're going to try to hit Angela. I think Chris could very well stay because people are like, oh, no one likes him. Let's take him to the end. Or he could very well go because nobody likes him. And so for that reason, I have him straight down the middle.
Yeah, no, I don't see no wrong with that. I mean, I have Chris at 9, Sebastian at 8, and then I had Laura at 7, Desi at 6. So yeah, Chris, I don't think Chris is in trouble at all, to be honest with you. Is someone that I mean, he's not in trouble right now. Like I think you're right. Angela's, I mean, who's gonna be upset if Angela goes home, right? No one's gonna be upset. I mean, she's really not part of a huge alliance. And same thing with Chelsea. I have Chelsea's down there as well. Who's she working with? Like, no one's gonna be upset if she goes. And the first vote out is always that easy vote out. But Sebastian, I mean, you had Chris all the way at 7. Chris is good, man. I'm telling you, he needs to stay anyways, man. He needs to be number one. You know what I mean? He needs to be all the way up there. He's got to stay. So, yeah, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with the last three that you have there.
Give us your thoughts on Laurel. Give us your thoughts on Laurel. You have her pretty high. And I everyone's been pretty, like, positive about her. So I want to hear your take on her.
Yeah, I like Laurel. I think she's playing this really low-key game. She's obviously extremely smart. I think she's safe with Wendell. I think her and Wendell have a pretty decent relationship. So I follow the game, obviously, but I also follow, obviously, Twitter and, you know, social and all that stuff. And I guess her and Wendell really bonded out there over, I guess they both have twins, nieces, nephews that are twins. And, she mentioned something like that on her Twitter account. So based on that and based on their little interaction that we've seen on TV, I think their relationship's stronger than what we're led to believe. So because of that, I think she's going to be safe. You know, Wendell's going to try to, you know, help her out. And I think Wendell's obviously in a really good spot as well. So because of that, I have her pretty high. This whole, like, what do you call it, like, challenge threat, if they're true super fans, I don't think they're really too concerned about that. As of right now, they're not. You know, deeper into the game, you're concerned about, you know, physical threats. But right now, I don't think they're really too concerned about physical threats. The first couple of vote outs, you want to make it easy. And I think that's the route that they're going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have Laurel at 9. I think Laurel is one of those people that you kind of talk about on this season. You feel like you could get so much more from her. I think she's playing a really, really, really good game. But we haven't seen all of her game. It seems like every time somebody's giving a confessional, and, you know, when they're giving the confessional, you show that person walking around. It always looks like they're walking with Laurel. Like, it seems like
Laurel, I agree.
Her hand is in everyone's pocket right now. And, like, I feel like we're not seeing 100% of what Laurel is and, like, who Laurel is in this game. And as much fun as, you know, we're having with some of these bigger characters, I feel like Laurel's somebody who could sneak up on you. You said it could be Desiree maybe, but I think Laurel's somebody who could sneak up on you. Maybe not hit the final three, but be at, like, 4 or 5, and you're sitting there going, wait, is she actually going to win this game?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Laurel, I think when Donathan had his little breakdown, he went to Laurel, you know? Yeah. So I feel like she's definitely developing. I think she went into it saying, like, oh, my social game is really strong. And I don't think anyone, I don't know. Does he know? What's his name? James. When James got voted out, I'm not sure if he said that he disclosed that he went to Ivy League school, but she didn't disclose that she went to Yale. So yeah, that's right. That's why I like it. She's you know, she went to Yale, New Haven, Connecticut. Yeah, so she's keeping things under wraps. So I think, you know, people are just seeing her, oh, she's just a physical threat. And since they're all super fans, I feel like they will just keep her around a little bit longer, not knowing that she's really a strategic threat and not necessarily just a physical threat. So I want her to go far. I enjoyed her pregame, but we just haven't seen much of her. And I think they're definitely going to build that character because I think she's going to stick around for a little bit.
Yeah, and it was interesting with Laurel, too. It seemed like pregame, she was saying all the right things, but it didn't seem like her social game was going to be the best. It just seemed like she wasn't going to – that was going to be her weak point. And right now it actually looks like that might be her strongest point in this game because she's always – it seems like she's made at least some type of small connection with everybody. Like, you know, everybody always says when you get to the final tribal council, what do you know about me? And I feel like Laurel knows stuff about every single person out there that she's at least been on the island with.
Yeah, but you know, people are so sensitive in the game. Let me tell you something about it. It's cool to to know stuff about everyone, but people really want you to open up. Like, that's the thing. Like, is she opening up? I mean, is it a two-way street, or is it just like, hey, I'm just there, you know, I'm all ears, I'll listen to you, but is she opening up? And I think that's kind of what people want, believe it or not, out in the island. Like, they want to give you info, but they also want to receive, and they don't feel like you're opening up. They'll you know, it's weird out there, trust me.
Wow, that should be the tagline, Survivor. It's weird out there, trust me.
It really is. Like, it's people are really like sentimental out there. I mean, this season is a perfect example. Like, not to say I don't think I cried in game. I may have got teary eyed one time. I mean, production does a real good job at just kind of just poking and poking and poking. But this season, I feel like they're all softies. I mean, they're crying over everything. I mean, the smallest things they're crying about. So her downfall could be that she's not opening up. I mean, we don't know if it's a two-way street. I'm just based on the edit right now. It seems like everyone's giving her info, but she's not even speaking. I think she may have said like two words outside of a confessional, you know? Yeah, I mean, I like her. I think she's safe. I mean, she hasn't ruffled any feathers. I think she's good. I mean, that's why I had her pretty up there, you know, at 7. So
yeah. And then you had him at 9. I have him at 10. Alexa had him at 7. So I'll throw in Chris just so I can get him out there. So realistically, Joe, what's the ceiling on your man Chris here? Like, what's the best this guy's
going
to be?
Sell us on him. Sell us.
Let's hear it.
The best? Production is going to keep him around. That's the best right now. Production, you know, I'm not saying production does things like nah, but I'm saying like they I think they need him this season. Honestly, like there's definitely characters out there, but this dude has no filter. The whole drop mic, like there's some things like when you're in a confessional, like, you know, this may hit the air, right? So there's certain things you just don't do and say. Like, I was aware that, like, I'm not going to say this because this may hit there. This kid doesn't give a fuck. Like, he doesn't care. and I love it. Like, what did he say? He said it's difficult to be handsome and charismatic and all day long or whatever he said. Like, who says that? And he's dead honest. Like, he's not doing that for the TV. Like, he's not doing it for TV. Trust me. I think that's who he is. He's from Florida, and Florida people are just weird like that. And he's gold TV. He really is gold TV. And I think people view him as a physical threat, but they view him not as a strategic threat at all. And because of that, he's not so much of a threat, and they will keep him around. I think the only person that really has a hard on for him is Dominic. And the reason why Dominic wants him out is because Chris wants Dominic out, you know. I don't think Dominic is really threatened by him, to be honest with you. I think he just wants him out because Chris wants him out. So we need to keep him. Like, you need to root for the guy. We need to keep him. If you want to be entertained, he will give it to you. I think he's good. I think he's good until I'm going to say 6-7, like I have him down. I think he's good until like 6-7.
Yeah. I was not sold this entire pre-merge, and then he doesn't go to any tribals, but we haven't been played up to this whole, like, the first time we can get rid of him, we're getting rid of him. Like, we'd heard that before for people like Nick Mariano, we heard it for.
Yeah.
We heard it for, you know, you hear it for people. We haven't heard that for Chris. We've only heard it coming out of Dom's mouth, and people have said, we want to get rid of Chris. We want to get rid of Chris. We want to get rid of Chris. But at the same time, now that you hit the merge, what's the point in getting rid of somebody if nobody's going to vote for him to win anyway? Exactly. Let him get to the final.
Yeah.
If you have a straw, if you think you can beat him, like, let it happen.
And Joe's point, if you care about the fans watching, keep him on.
Yeah, keep him on. Yeah. And the thing is, he hasn't been at final yet. I mean, I'm looking forward to this week's episode, actually, is because he's finally going to tribal. I guarantee the shit that's going to come out of his mouth. It's going to be hilarious. Like, I can't wait. Jeff is going to have a field day with him. I guarantee it.
Yeah, it's great. I'm ready for it. I'm ready. He's the leader of your tribe. So, you know,
And he's a beast. I mean, he's just a straight physical threat.
Well, yeah, he's amazing.
Who do you have at 10 then? Now we can, you know, we've gotten through the Chris thing. Who do you have at 10?
I got Parvati 2.0.
Yeah. Okay. What's your take on? We kind of heard this is definitely sarcastic coming from Joe. So Joe, what do you think here?
I don't know anything about Libby. Like, who's Libby? Like, her edit has just been like, hey, I'm just a cute blonde girl. We don't know what's going on with her. She may be an amazing player. We don't know much. Even the exit interviews, you know, they always ask, hey, what's about this person? No one really says much about Libby. So to me, I just feel like me, I don't think she's doing anything at all. I don't know if she's making those connections. What threw me off a little bit was she connected with Morgan when Morgan got voted out. So she's building some type of bonds with somebody, but they're just not showing who it is. So maybe she does have a social game, but I don't think she knows much about the game. Just a pregame. I think she just caught up on a couple seasons. I don't know. I don't know. I don't get Livy. Strategy wise, they don't give her, you know, they don't give us much. Physical threat, she's really not much. So I don't know. I think she's just, I got her low because I don't know much. Maybe they'll go after her. But that would be, I wouldn't go after Libby right away. I think she's going to keep around, you know?
Yeah. I have Libby at 11, which is the same spot Alexa had her at. And the reason I have her at 11 is like, it seems like there's some fear of Libby just because in that boot where Morgan went home, she did build up a relationship with the girl and then just gets rid of her the next day. So I think there's some fear of her. So maybe it's like, you know, it could be an easy vote. You don't expect her to have an idol. So you get rid of somebody like her. She's also a Malolo person. So you can get rid of a Malolo too if you have the Navidi numbers. Like, it seems like she could be the easy boot. But I feel like if she can get through like this first or second one, she's going to get fifth place. And I was saying that before the season. Like, that's Libby's spot. It's fifth or sixth place, like, all day.
Yeah, I see, the whole thing with Dom is maybe I'm just reading too much into Dom. But, like, when Dom was pitching that whole, like, hey, she's a poverty 2.0, we need to watch out for her. Is that because of an edit and we do need to watch out for her? Or is it because he just wants to plant seeds because he wants her to stay around a little bit longer because she doesn't have much to offer? So there's a couple ways to look at it, you know? So I don't know. Like, I'm still waiting for someone that gets voted out to kind of talk about Libby because no one really talks much about it.
That's been my confusion with her, because based on exit interviews and based on her confessionals, it seems like she's just kind of like shy and or sweet. But what production is trying to tell us is that she's this big strategic threat. So I don't really know which one to believe.
Yeah, that's the thing with Libby. I don't get her. I don't know. I haven't seen much of her. I haven't seen much of many people this season, but I don't know. I don't know.
Speaking of, like, I see your last three. I don't know what order you have them in, but the last three we haven't seen too much of. So who do you have at 11 out of these three?
I have Jenna.
Okay. And do you have a take on Jenna right now, or are you just kind of looking
is
at
Is there
her?
A take?
No, there is no take on Jenna. Like, I don't get Jenna at all. I don't know. I don't know anything about Jenna. We just don't know. We just know that she likes banana Laffy Taffy just like Sebastian does. That's the only thing we know so far. The two get along. Obviously they're in a relationship now still. So, I mean, they hit it off out there. We don't know much about Jenna at all. You know, even pregame, I wasn't big on her either. I think Jeff was big on her. I think, we were all confused.
I was all in on Jenna pregame. I was so in her and Gonzalez, and that turned out really well.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, who knows? Let's see what happens. But you know, just you know, based on social media, it's safe to say that she doesn't make it to the final three, and Sebastian doesn't make it to the final three, and they fell in love in Ponderosa, right? I mean, that's just based on social media, you know. So that's why I have her down, I guess.
And this kind of goes back to the conversation we were having earlier before we got started about the edits. Your bottom three people, this 13 people left, three of them you know absolutely nothing about. That's a lot for 13 people at the merge. That's a lot.
It's huge.
Like half of these people we really don't know much about. And that's what's kind of frustrating.
And I will say, on your season, even though we got big edits from Allie and Jessica, neither one of them hit the jury. Once your jury hit, the only one we really didn't know that well was Desi. everybody else, like, we had a really good grasp kind of on where they were at. Like, JP, for as, like, quiet as JP was, we still, like, saw him take place in votes. So, like, this season's weird because there's so many people that we just know nothing about.
Yeah. Like, so yeah, I mean, no, you're right. I mean, my season, it was we had, like, what was it, Desi and JP. We didn't know much about, but everybody else we knew about. This season is so many that we know nothing about.
Yeah, and for those who are watching, Joe's doing MTV Cribs right now.
Yeah, can you show us your house?
I need a charger. No. I don't have my son's tablet.
We're gonna lose him again. No, hang in there.
I'm down to 12%. I think that's
the hangout. Go sit next to the router.
Oh, the hangout. Yeah. The hangout will drain you if you're not plugged in. It happens all the time.
It is. Yeah, that's what it is.
Bad.
I was at 54, and then look, I was at 14. Now it's 11. That's not even possible.
Oh, that's not good.
No,
that's crazy.
Alexa, we haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I know. I kind of.
We all have the same last two people. It's Chelsea and Angela.
I'm looking at yours, Phil. We go the same way. I got Chelsea at number 12, Angela at number 13. Chelsea, I know nothing about. I know a little bit now after Bradley's exit interviews that she kind of came out early and said, we got to get rid of Bradley. And Bradley never really trusted her after that, understandably. And so I think that kind of bleeds into Kellen, too. And Kellen is someone who we actually know who she's tight with. If Kellen's in a position of danger, she could just throw it on Chelsea, say, well, Chelsea wants to flip on Elton Navides, let's get rid of her. And then Angela, she's Chris's number one. I know nothing about her. She called Michael James, and maybe that was a slip, but that is a really, really bad slip to be making. Angela's not in a great spot. She could very well go home this week.
Did we lose Joe again?
Oh, my God, I think we lost Joe
again. No, can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. I just can't see you.
No, I know. Now I'm changing the what do you call it? The lighting on the tablet so it doesn't drain the battery.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Because right now what we're looking at is a little blue Jay right now. That's all we got.
This has been an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, now we go.
All right, cool. There he is. He's back. So that's kind of where I'm at too, Alexa. I mean, I'll say the same thing. I think that the fact that Chelsea was the one who was gunning for Bradley, and she got like no credit for his boot, really. We did see a little bit of her last week, but we didn't hear anything about her trying to overthrow Bradley at all. That speaks to like, this girl's going to get idled out in some way. Like, I just really feel like that's her end, is like somehow she's going to get booted. Like, I don't know, like by an idol, it's going to be like a stray bullet. She never really had control of her own game, is going to be like what her story was here. And Angela, like, even though she's like Chris's right-hand woman, and Joe, I'm sorry, man, because I know you only have two people on your team, but I think this is finally the week you lose somebody.
No,
Angela, just right now, it's like she voted out James and stuck with people who had betrayed her instead of sticking with somebody who had voted with, like, not necessarily with her, but had saved her in a vote by voting out somebody else. Like, and she stuck with people who are adamantly against her biggest ally, which is Chris. And don't really seem like they're like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, Angela's like our tight girl. Like, if there's one person, there's eight Navides left, Angela is number eight in my book, like in almost everybody's eyes except for probably Chris. So I don't understand that move, and I think she's in a lot of trouble this week when it's Chris versus Dominic. And Chris has gone to Ghost Island, which is a big advantage right now.
Well, yeah, I think you nailed that on the nose. The whole battle between Dom and Chris, I think, Angela's been at the bottom for a while. They wanted to vote her out before. I think they're going to go that route. They're not going to go after Chelsea because Chelsea is I don't think she's built a relationship with anybody. She's just a vote. So why wouldn't you keep somebody around? She has no loyalty to anyone. So you keep her around instead of Angela. You know, Angela's always going to vote with Chris. She loves Chris. I mean, they're pretty much in alliance. Let's get rid of Angela. I mean, they could go after Chelsea too. I mean, it could be a unanimous vote. Like, let's just go after Chelsea. She's just done. But based on the edit this year, whoever has more screen time usually goes home. So out of them two, I'm going to shoot for Angela just because she's had a little bit more screen time than Chelsea.
So really all we needed to do in order for our fantasy game to go back to normal was have Joe come on the podcast, give his own player the kiss of death here, and then things will just go back to their normal way. That's all we need.
No, I'm just saying it's just the way it's set up. But I don't know. I feel like it's Angela and Chelsea, man. If it's anybody outside of those three, really, Jenna, Chelsea, and Angela, I will be surprised. And I would say, finally, you know, they're definitely making some moves out there. But usually the first time around, everyone's excited about the merge. You're excited to be there. And you just go for the easy vote out at that point.
Yeah. So there you go. That kills the power rankings, which, just for, you know, everybody keeping track with the score, Alexa and I both have 55 and the Survivor team has 53. So, Ooh. So it's close. It's really close there, Joe. So right now you're rooting for Jenna to go home. Cause if Jenna goes home, you'd actually put the Survivors in first place. And then you can really, really get on the internet and start letting people know what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I hope it's not Angela. I really want Chelsea and Jenna to go home, but I don't know. I don't know. I feel like Angela's going to be, unfortunately, she's going to be guilty by association with my man Chris over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have one more game for you to get involved with. This is the Eliminator game. Phil, we've been trying to describe it to every single person. It never goes over well.
I think so far the only one who got it was Troyzan, right? Like, as shocking as, yeah, because Troyzan.
I described it very like, it's like a survivor pool or a suicide pool. I keep forgetting what they're called. An NFL, yeah.
So pretty much, Joe, what we do every year is we were just gonna have Alexa and I do it with Vaughn. And what we do is you pick one person each week who you don't think is going to go home. But the problem is, because it's Survivor and not the NFL, you don't have the same amount of people each week. So every week, somebody's going home. Yeah. You know, so your pool gets smaller because you're picking people, but it also gets smaller because people are getting voted out. And on this season, so far, the Survivor team, the only person that's actually gone home that's already been picked was James. Everybody else who the Survivors have picked are still in the game. So your pool is very small right now. So... Alexa, who does he have left that he can pick from?
Okay, so you can pick Michael, Jenna, Dominic, Chris, Kellen, Chelsea, Angela, and Dez.
No, he actually – wait, hang on. I'm looking at this. Oh, no, you're good. No, that was right. That's right. For some reason, I'm looking at Dominic. That's who you just took. So go ahead.
So I got Mike, Dom, Kellen, Dez, Angela.
Chris, Kellen, Chelsea.
I know who he wants to take. You know.
The truth.
All right. So it doesn't make any sense. So, you would have to do this every week, right?
Well, what's happening is one survivor is doing it each week. So you guys really are – it's Adam Klein.
Oh, Survivor. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
So Adam was the one who came on first.
Yeah.
And what happened was he was like, I want to do this. Wait, because he had done the Eliminator game with us in the past. And he's like, I want to be in it. Why can't I be in it? And then we started opening it up to all the survivors. And pretty much everybody, instead of like strategically thinking like, oh, that person could win, so I won't take them this week, it's just become, I don't want to blow it for the Survivor team. So like Troyzan took Donathan strictly because he knew Donathan wasn't going to go home. And he's like, I don't want to be the guy who like thought too strategically and then that person goes home.
Yeah, I remember that. All right. So.
This is a big one. This is the merge. Put the pressure's on.
Well, I mean, I could play it really safe and just pick somebody, but it's going to screw the person up down the road. Let's go with Yeah, no, right?
So I picked Dominic, and Vaughn picked Jenna, and Phil lost, so...
So, but once you pick Dominic, you hit. You can't pick Dominic ever again.
I know. I am notoriously terrible at this. So the fact that I made it to the merge is really a sight to behold.
Yeah, I lost on Stephanie Johnson, and I think I might have lost on you. Who did I lose on last year, Alexa? Was it Joe?
Or I forget. It might have been Joe.
All right. So let me pick. Damn, that sucks, because all these plays are going to last for a long time, I feel.
Well, you did have Jenna kind of low.
I know, but they could go after Jenna for whatever reason.
Yeah, you have Angela there you could pick, too.
Yeah, or Chris.
You got jokes. You know something? Let's go with you said I have Donathan, too?
Donathan already got picked. Troy's
Dominic.
That's right.
you know something? Who cares? I mean, let's just go with Desi.
There it is.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Leave the top dogs around for a little bit.
There you go.
It's very selfless of you.
There you go. Yeah. This way, whoever comes on next week has the can thank Joe when they actually have good people to pick from. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully, I mean, it might be a great season. They might just stop picking off all the big dogs in the beginning. I mean, I don't know. I doubt it though. I just
get a Sam Wandel Sir where it's the Josh and Jeremy go back to back as soon as the merge hits, and we all sit there going, "What the hell did we just watch?"
Yeah, I mean, it was still a decent season, you know. Yeah, I don't know if the big dogs go early this season. I don't know what's going to happen in the end.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick Desiree, and you know, next week they got a whole lot to pick with. You know what I mean? They got Mike with an idol, Dom with an idol, you know, Wendell and all that. So actually, Wendell's not even on the list, but yeah.
Yeah, someone picked Wendell like super early.
There was no Brett took Wendell last week because he said Wendell isn't going home. Brett was all in on like just making sure it wasn't him.
I know. What's going on? Now you're screwing everybody down the road. That's what's wrong with Survivor players. They think about now, not down the road. That's a perfect example. Although Troy Zan made it to the final three, so he was thinking down the road.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. So that's everything there, Joe. I mean, we got through it all. I mean, we almost we knocked out one phone. We almost knocked out a tablet for you, but we
it was a tumultuous podcast, but it worked out
yeah,
well.
The tablet, you're right. Once you charge it while Hangouts just drains that battery like crazy.
Kills it.
Yeah.
I was down at 9, now I'm up to 22. So yeah, that's so my question to y'all, who do y'all feel is the final three then?
Oh, wow. Season. Throwing us on the spot here.
Oh, wow. I'll start. Wendell's my winner pick. So I think Wendell has this. I don't think it's like in the bag, but I think Wendell can definitely win.
That's Jeff's winner pick, right?
Yeah, which means he's going to lose.
Yes, that's not happening.
I think they could bring Chelsea. They could bring Angela. I think that this is a season of super fans where I feel like someone – like that's who's going to last because whoever goes to the end really wants to win. I think in terms of like long game edits, I really only see like Dominic, Kellen, and Wendell. So some combination of those three, I believe, are going far. But the editing's been good in the sense of we thought Brendan was going far. We thought Stephanie was going far. I thought James was going really far. And we saw how that worked out. So this is a really weird one to predict.
So Alexa gave the long-winded answer. I will give the super short one. I give the
Kellen answer.
Yeah, I'm going to say Wendell comes up just short, and Michael comes up just short, and those guys are like 4 or 5 somewhere in there. And I'm going to say that you end up with Dominic, Kellen, and Libby, and Dominic and Kellen both actually have a shot, and people are surprised. And I'm throwing Libby in there because right now there's a lot of people we don't know a lot about, and we don't know much about Libby. But something tells me, like, what if she can just sneak by? You know, like, what if she just keeps sneaking by? There's going to be one random person in this final three that you sit there and go, how the hell are they in this final three? I'm going to choose Libby because I don't think it's Chelsea. I don't think it's Angela. And I don't think Jenna gets there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I go back and forth all the time. I really want Wendell. Like, you know, you want the Wendell and the Dom to be up there. But it's just I don't think they could both make it up there. They have to go after each other at some point. I could see Kellen in the final three. I could see Laurel actually, instead of Libby sliding through, I could see Laurel sliding through instead of Libby. And then somebody else getting dragged, some type of male, like even Donathan. That's crazy. Donathan, Kelly, and Laurel.
That'd be insane final three.
Wow.
That would be insane. But I'm just saying, like, at some point, like, I think Wendell's going to go far. Dom's going to go far. And they're going to have to take each other out, like, at the final five. I think the final five is going to be it's going to be, like, 3 strong players and 2 weak players. I just see, like, I see the weak ones leaving early, mid-game. They're going after the big dogs. And in the end is whoever's left over.
Yeah,
the scary thing is, yeah, Dominic, I think he's really good at – I think he might just hold off on those idols, like that advantage that he has. at 13 or at 5. I think he's definitely not going to use it at 13. And he's just going to ride that out for a little bit. So, I mean, who knows? I don't know. This season is just weird. I don't know. I try to read the edit. I can't read the edit this season. This season is crazy.
I think they're trying to throw us off. I mean, if you really go back, like, other than the win by Sarah, which was pretty blatant for a while there in Game Changers, Ben was hidden, Michelle was hidden, Adam was hidden. They were all very, very hidden. So three of the last four winners were kind of like, oh, I actually didn't know that was coming. I mean, I'm sure that somebody on Edgic is like, Phil, you're an idiot. But I'm just saying, like, from a normal viewer's perspective who's just trying to read the edit, people weren't saying Ben was going to win that game. It seemed like Ben was going to be somebody who won out, like, early merge.
What what was the edgic for my season? Do you remember?
I don't read too much into it.
I don't know how true that is.
I don't read into it too much. I feel like, though, the favorites early, like you were saying, like, Allie was one of the huge, like, favorites early on, and it was like, how is, like – and then, like, she goes home at 13. It was like, what? Like, I do think she was, like, a favorite, though.
And Jessica, too.
Yeah, I think they learned from 35. I think people were like, oh, crap, look, Allie. And I think they ran with it this season, but they ran with it with so many people to really throw us off. That I just think it just screwed everything up. Like, I would like to read into it. Like, hey, you know, this person's professional counsel and all that, but I just really can't. This season is just and there's so many players that just haven't been developed yet, and that scares me. I'm thinking, like, a Michelle is coming out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, there's no way Desiree's that boring. It's just not possible. Like, you know, her pregame, like, I went back and actually watched her pregame, and the way how aggressive she was, I was just like, there's no way this girl's just quiet out there on the island. It's just not possible. So yeah. I think they're going to build her up. I don't know. I just – something about her for some reason. And Jeff loves her. Like, Jeff really bigged her up, you know, during the pregame. So I really go off of, like, Jeff. If Jeff says something like, Jeff, my season was like, Mike's a big character. Like, we all knew – you know, I knew Mike was going far. And the fact that he liked Mike was like, all right, that should have just gave everyone a hint. Like, Mike's going to make it far, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may happen with her. I don't know. I'm just stuck on her, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If she goes home this week, everything I said just goes up.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, normally, like, this post-merge is when winner edits start to pick up anyway. This is when
Ben really picked up a lot.
You know, I mean, Michelle didn't really even go to a tribal council until the merge, so that's when her started to pick up. Adam's got a lot, I guess, a little bit clearer once the merge hit, but I know, like, that early on with, like, the whole Taylor thing, people were like, he ain't winning, like, he's stealing food with Taylor. So they're definitely showing you a lot more than they used to show you in terms of, like, making people look, even the winners look bad at some point.
Yeah, and even the whole Ghost Island, I mean, is Ghost Island done? We don't know anything about Ghost Island, you know what I mean? Like, it has to be done, right? Or is it? I mean, actually, are they going to continue?
No, they're going
to
do it.
No, I think that I read that they're going to roll with it, like, as far as they can go.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, which I guess would be final five.
Wow. Well, that's crazy then. Like, this is going to be advantages out there like crazy. Like, yeah. But then again, it's only produced two advantages. So, yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see how that's going to work out with at the merge. Is it going to go to rocks or are they going to send somebody? I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Well, I almost feel like the person who wins immunity or wins a reward will probably get to pick who goes.
Them. Oh.
And Jeff will probably make them pick, I would think, because it's no longer like a unanimous decision. I think that, you know, when it's a tribe setting, it's like, oh, everybody has to pick. But I think that once it's one person, it's like, no, you're making the decision. Like, you're being forced.
Or is it going to be like a reward? Whoever wins the reward sends the other tribe that loses to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be about that. I think there's like a bunch of routes they can go. I'm curious to see if people start to get to skip tribal councils because of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that will suck. If that's the case, then what the hell? I want to be on Ghost Island season two then.
Yeah.
Two, because shit. Yeah. I want a piece of that right there.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting. I mean, that's what I enjoy about this season is the fact that it's the unknown. We just don't know anything about Ghost Island. And that's what kind of keeps it exciting. You know what I mean? Like, what else is going to pop up? What other relic is going to pop up? But let's see. But let's pray for Chris every week. Let's
hashtag pray for Chris.
Yes. There you go.
People are in the survivor community be like, what happened to Chris? No, it's
just, is he okay?
Chris is good right now. He's probably never mind.
He tunes in sometimes.
Oh, yeah, he's not. What's up with him on social media? I think does he have social media?
He's on Insta. He's not on Twitter.
I'm not big on looking at guys' pictures, so yeah, probably
don't you can't post as many shirtless photos on Twitter as you can on Instagram.
So you're telling me that's not what you like to follow on Instagram?
Insta's cool though.
Yeah. All right. Well, Joe, you got anything? You got any last words here? Anything you want to say to us? Anything you got for the fans? Anything?
No. Let's pray that the season gets better. No shots. I'm not mad at nothing. It's just I don't get it yet. I'm sure it's gonna get good. Jeff keeps, you know, he blew it up during our season. I heard about season 36.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't even have a finale because they were hyping up season 36
so much. Exactly. So no, I'm talking about like during our season. Like I'm playing the game. I heard not about the gameplay, obviously, because they weren't filming, but I heard about the theme. So they were just excited about the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Then add in the gameplay, like during our reunion, season finale, I heard, you know, production talking about it and producers and all that, you know, that the season is a great season. Is Jeff's one, you know, Jeff said is one of his favorite seasons. So I'm sure it's going to get, you know, really good. But yeah, let's pray for Chris Noble. Let's make sure he stays in the game, but I got nothing for the fans. You know how I am. I go crazy on Twitter once in a while. But lately I've just been kind of like low key because I just really talk about Survivor and I'm not really, I'm sure I'll pick up. I'm sure my Twitter fingers will go crazy in a few.
I was about to say, you've been pretty subtle recently.
Yeah, because it's just like, I need excitement. Like I'm not, when I watch Survivor, I watch it as a fan. Like I want drama. I want excitement. That's what I want. I don't want people just doing nothing, just chilling or just, I'm not into that. Like I want like something spicy. I want some drama, you know? And it's been a while, you know, it was season 28 was great, 27, you know, 31, and 32 was great. And then from 33 to now, I think it's just been like, I want characters. And finally, the Survivor gods blessed us with Chris. So I can't complain. It's going a good route, you know. 37, who knows what 37 has to offer. If there's anyone like Chris, then I'm all in.
All I'm saying is it might not be 37, it might not be 38, but I want a season 39 of just Joe and Chris out there on
team
the
captain.
I don't even care who else they're out there with, but I want this Joe and Chris, like, you know, just
I will kill that dude out there. Believe it or not, I will strangle him. I'm annoying, but that dude, like, yeah, he just goes on. I don't know. He might be in my entertainment. We might be best of buds. Look at
you guys can rap at each other.
Yeah, I mean, oh. He would take it serious too. I think he would like get upset about it. I wouldn't mind playing with Chris. I mean, I think he'll entertain me. He'll definitely entertaining.
Well, somebody's gonna make that happen because I'm all in on Joe and Chris on the same season.
So yeah,
you guys better start on the same tribe.
At CBS, at Survivor.
Yeah. Chill. I'll make 39. I can, you know, see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Alexa. Well, I guess if we're good here, Joe's got nothing for the fans, so we're good.
Yeah, nothing. I wait for my Twitter fingers to go crazy in a little bit, you know. Probably a couple episodes down the road, I'll probably go crazy. Once Chris goes, that's it. I'm going off.
There you go. It was rigged against him from the start. Go ahead, Alexa.
All right, I'll take us home. So we will be back next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern time. For our recap of episode 8, also the merge, Michael won the MVP. I'm surprised this is the first time he's won MVP. I'll be writing an MVP spotlight of him tonight, so that'll come out. Post that at some point tomorrow. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Make sure to tweet at us with hashtag PrayForChrisNoble. And then please like us on Facebook, hit subscribe on YouTube, and we will be back Wednesday night. Thank you, Joe, so much for coming on.
No problem. Thank you.